Welcome to the Online Success Journey Podcast, your opportunity to discover and learn from entrepreneurs like yourself. This is not your typical podcast, but a place where you can get the real story and find out how real people encounter speed bumps and detours, but journey through to find success. Now, here's your host for the Online Success Journey Podcast, Patience.
Hello everyone and welcome to Online Success Journey. This is episode 235. Are you ready to join the clan? Today we have Mike Vanelli, a film director and a producer with years of professional experience with Envy Creative. Envy Creative offers all kinds of services from explainer videos that focuses on the product, brand, or company to national TV campaigns that get a brand more known. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Patience. How are you?
I'm fine. I know the client is anxious to hear your story, so let's get started with the basics. Can you tell my client a bit about your background, about what you did before you went to the film industry?
Sure. So I've been working in the film industry for about 10 years now. Before that, I was a IT manager, so at a mechanical engineering company, but I actually was working about 70 hours a week because I was doing my day job during the day, and then on nights and weekends, I would be filming, and I would be writing scripts and just doing whatever I could to do more video production work. So I did that for a little while, and then I got into doing music videos, actually, for some big-name artists, and eventually I just kind of worked my way into the advertising space, doing commercials for some smaller companies, and then I just really found a foothold in that and just kept going ever since. And so to date, we've done a little under 2,000 video ads for companies all over the world for their brands, products, or businesses. And yeah, it's been great.
Wow. What a background, Mike. What is the most dangerous belief an entrepreneur can have?
Probably not believing in yourself. I've seen a lot of people, especially in this industry, really want to succeed up to a certain point, because especially in the, at least in the video production space, it's very competitive. You have a lot of competition out there that are doing the exact same thing that you're doing or trying to, you know, do the exact same thing. And there's a lot of people that they get to the point where it's just, I wouldn't say not worth it, but it gets to the point where they just get burnt out, and there are easier jobs out there, and a lot of people settle. And for any entrepreneur, I would just say not to settle and just to keep going. Eventually, you know, you will stick to something. And yeah, you know, like I said, I was working 70-hour weeks just trying to get my business going, along with doing my day job at the same time. So I was kind of doing both jobs. And then finally, when I was making enough doing my film business, then I was able to quit my day job. So just believe in yourself and keep going at it, and it'll happen. Maybe not overnight, but it eventually, if you keep at it.
Why do you do what you do?
It's just been a passion of mine my whole life, doing filming and just doing video production. You know, my mom tells me when I was a little kid, I used to pick up the camera and just, film the family rather than, you know, at birthdays and things like that, rather than her filming, I would ask to pick up the camera and film instead, which obviously I don't remember doing, but yeah, I've just wanted to do it ever since. The thing I like about it especially is it's different every day. We rarely do the same product commercials, and if we do a similar product, you know, it is different, and we get to, you know, shoot different concepts and different scripts with different people, and it's great to just be able to spread your wings like that and just do something different instead of the same thing day after day.
Let's put man aside. How do you know you are successful?
I pretty much knew I was, I guess, a successful entrepreneur once I you know, I know money aside, but once I was able to make a living from it, obviously, but also when I would wake up in the morning and I was excited to go to work and I knew I had, you know, at least a few months of projects worth of video orders from various clients in our project queue that, you know, we had to work on. Eventually I ended up getting my own studio. So we have our own studio with some standing sets. So we have a coffee shop set and an office set and a living room set. And we have various standing sets that we don't have to go out and rent locations. I have full-time employees now, and before it was just me doing all the work all by myself. And also one of the biggest things I can say that I can consider myself successful now is before when this didn't used to be my full-time day job, when people would ask what I did, I would say, well, I'm an IT manager, but I also produce videos on the side. But now I can just say I'm a video producer. I don't have to say I'm something else. So this is all I do, and I can say that with confidence.
Can anyone be an entrepreneur, or are some people more cut out for it than others?
I think it kind of goes both ways. Some people I know, they are kind of born with it, and they've always wanted to be their own boss, and the whole maybe office life or doing things under somebody else maybe just never resonated with them. But there are other people that I've seen that they've started out one way, just you know, doing the 9-to-5 and not really working for themselves. But then they get to a point where they want to try it out and it really fits them. But you know, there are the handful of people that you know, that are fine with doing the day-to-day and not working for themselves, which is perfectly fine. But it just really depends on the personality type. I've always kind of been a driven individual, and I've tried to, you know, reach higher. And so that's kind of what's pushed me to kind of build my business up.
What have you learned from business as a whole?
A lot of trial and error, lots and lots of trial and error. I would say that even with our email templates that we email to clients, you know, when clients have usually clients have similar questions than all other clients, especially when they're kicking off a project with us. Even though we've been honing our email templates for 5-6 years now, we still revise them probably on a monthly basis to try to make them sound better, to try to give more information, to try to make it easier to read. We've updated our, you know, our contract terms all the time. We've updated our contracts with clients all the time. And pretty much we're always learning from projects, even though we think we've done it all and everything is very set in place. We just keep learning and learning, and we think it makes us better for it just by, you know, being able to learn from our mistakes, or not even mistakes, but learn from things that we think we could have done better. And that helps us push forward and do better in the future.
Do you have a mentor in your business?
No, I don't. I've done mostly everything just by either being self-taught or, like I said, just trial and error. In the beginning, I wouldn't say mistakes, but I made a lot of decisions that were not what like a person that's been in a business for a long time would do, I would say. I would just make kind of like early on mistakes that I definitely learned from. One of the big things that really has helped me, and not everybody has this this benefit, was when I was growing up, for the first maybe 10 years, my mom was a lawyer, and so even though she stopped practicing law pretty early on, she still taught me and my brother, she still taught us a lot of things about law and a lot of things about legal stuff and contracts and this and that. So I would say because, you know, all jobs have to do with, or all, you know, being an entrepreneur does have to do with, you know, knowing what to say, all the legal stuff behind it. I think that kind of gave me a big benefit just because I knew exactly how to protect myself when I was just starting out in business and you know, with in regards to contracts and agreements and this and that.
What is the most valuable thing your mom has told you?
pretty much to cover all my bases. So, for instance, when we do our contracts and things like that, which again, like I mentioned, we've narrowed down and we've added stuff to and we've honed over the years, basically to cover all your bases. So, for instance, say if a few years ago we had a contract with a client and we didn't have something in the contract that was brought up during the project, then we kind of would shoot ourselves in the foot and say, well, you know, we didn't cover that in the contract, so technically, you know, this will happen because of it. Then, you know, now we know to, or after that project, we made sure it was in the contract for the next project. And so pretty much main thing that she taught me is, especially when it comes to contracts legal stuff and whenever you're exchanging money with somebody, you just have to make sure to cover all your bases. Try to look ahead to see whatever future problems could arise and make sure you're just covered for that. So if a client or anybody says, hey, what about this? You can direct them to the agreement or the contract and say, actually, it's covered here. And most of the time, if somebody who signs a contract or agreement has a question and then you refer them to the contract that they signed, normally they'll say, oh, okay, you know, that's fine. Obviously, I signed it. Or maybe they just forgot and they say, oh, yeah, that's right. I did read that.
What is one thing that has contributed to your success?
I would say one big thing that's contributed to my success is actually my wife. We've been married for about almost 8 years now. And from the very beginning, she's always believed in me, especially early on. She supported me. She supported me doing, you know, my entrepreneurial endeavors on the side while I was working full time. And I know that took away from some of our time together, especially like early on when we were dating. But yeah, she's always believed in me and always, you know, told me to shoot for the stars and go after my dreams and all the cliches. But yeah, and so she's really, you know, given me the leeway to follow my dreams, and so I did, and yeah, you know, now I'm here.
And that's how you won the award-winning academy. How long did it take you to win award-winning academy?
Oh, I have won a few awards for short films. Normally we try to produce at least one film a year. Earlier on, when we weren't as busy at Envy, we normally strove to produce one film a year, which I did produce and direct, and then my production company would be the production company behind it. So the cast and crew that we have normally at our disposal will help. And yeah, that was a little while ago. We haven't produced anything for probably about a year, which we have projects that we've always wanted to do, but we've produced a couple. It's funny, the one that we produced that won all the awards was actually our lowest budget one, but it had a very dynamic script. And then the one that we had the highest budget for, which was kind of like a more of a action period piece, it didn't win any awards. It was really fun to do, but that's actually on Amazon right now, so people can watch it.
What is one thing no one knows about you?
That I'm a really good singer. yeah, when I was in high school, we had a thing. It's called a senior project, and basically, it's kind of a it's kind of a thesis, but with high school. And some people did reports, some people did this and that. But I went to a high school that did focus on arts, so performing and video production, things like that. And what I did is I decided to and for the project, you had to kind of show your whole process of doing whatever you were doing, and you were graded on that. But anyway, I did a big band concert with myself singing kind of Frank Sinatra, Michael Bublé type songs. And I did it for a local senior center to raise money for the senior center. So it went back to them. That's one thing many people don't know is that I would consider myself a good singer.
Maybe you should do that after films. You should star in your own films.
Yeah, at karaoke places occasionally.
Oh, okay. What grounds you?
Nowadays, my family, we have a son now, and he is about 18 months old. And before it was my wife, and you know, we were a small family, but now getting to come home and see my wife and my son and my, you know, family, that really grounds me. You know, I know, you know, I'm not gonna talk too much into it, but a lot of people know that you know, when you have kids, they just become a big part of your life, and you know, I just feel very thankful that I can come home and see both of them every night.
What does MV Creation do? Creative.
So basically, we make commercials and videos for brands, products, and businesses. So what I like to tell people is that when you see a ad on YouTube that you can either skip past or it's too short so you can't skip past it, those are a lot of what we do. We do a lot of videos that people put on their Amazon product pages, because in the past, probably in the past couple of years, Amazon's really been pushing to have people have videos on their product pages to help drive sales, and it helps with their search ranking as well. So we've gotten a big influx from Amazon sellers wanting to put their videos on Amazon. And then we've also done a lot of Kickstarter videos for new projects. And I would say out of all the Kickstarter videos we've done, I think we've done maybe 15 Kickstarter videos, and those are a little bigger projects. And I think only one of them maybe didn't get funded. But for the most part, if I can remember correctly, all the other ones that we did got funded. And, you know, we like to think that a big part of that is having a very professional but fun and great quality video.
Who do you work with? You said now Amazon sellers. Actually, you are right. When I want something from Amazon, there is no video in it, I just skip it. I just move on to another product. Now you caught me on that one. Do you work with the startups, or do you work with established companies?
Yeah, we actually work with both. So we work with startups. We work with small businesses. We work with established companies. Some of the bigger companies we've done videos for is Hewlett Packard, DoorDash, Bumble, and Togo's, which is a sandwich chain, and TickPick, and Managed Casa, and Nola Mattresses. So we've done a lot for big established companies, but we've also done a lot for a lot of startups as well. We have a lot of, you know, people that just come to us saying, you know, hey, I have a startup. Can you help me with a video? And normally we have a budget range for any budget, really. We've done really, really, really large productions, and we've done small productions. And one of the things that we do that makes us different from a lot of other production companies, well, like I was saying, we have our own studio where we have a lot of standing sets. Instead of having to go out and spend money and rent locations, we can just shoot in-house. We own most of our own equipment, and we have cinema cameras. So we have the industry standard for shooting, so we don't have to go and rent equipment. And then we have a pool of actors that are employed with us that have a very, I guess, I would say generic look, where they can pretty much be in any type of video. So we rarely have to do custom castings. So with all that kind of together, we can do bigger videos. We're here in Los Angeles, so we can cast a multitude of actors, and we can rent pretty much anywhere to shoot. But for smaller videos, we have a lot of things in house already, so we don't need to spend extra money to go outside and spend money that way. So normally we can help even smaller businesses that way.
Okay, let's say someone comes there and say, Mike, I want to get my brand known out there, but I'm just starting up. So what would the budget be? Because you just told us small and big budget, and we're like, what is small is small? Just give us a number.
Sure, no problem. So basically what we kind of offer a couple different types of videos. One type of video that we offer that's for very kind of the budget-minded, or even for a lot of our clients that just want a more simple video, is what we call our Amazon product videos. And basically what that entails is one of our actors in front of a white backdrop, just a plain white, with a certain kind of tabletop. So we have a wood tabletop, we have a grass tabletop, a tile tabletop, basically depending on what the product is. And it's just them presenting the product. We have some nice close-ups of the product, and they're just talking to the camera about the product. Very, very simple setup. And those normally go between $150 and $200 for about a minute video. And that's a very simple video, but that's one of our more popular videos for people to put on their Amazon pages, because it's not very flashy, but it definitely shows off all the aspects of the product and things like that. And then for a larger video, so for say a commercial or an explainer video or a Kickstarter video, like I said, we work with all budgets, but I would say on the low end, it starts maybe even around $500, say if they just need something simple. But we've done videos where it goes all the way up to $100,000. So we have a very, very broad spectrum on what people want. Obviously, with the videos that start at $500, they'll be still great quality. We take pride in everything that we do, and we make all our videos custom. So even if somebody is spending $500 with us or $100,000 with us, their video will be different from pretty much all the other videos that we've done. So everybody gets their own individual video and their own unique video for their brand.
At least now we have a budget, but then I'm glad that actually someone who wants to present their product, they can come to you, because you start on 150 and 1 minute. That's great. Yeah. Another thing, why do you consider yourself as an expert in this video marketing space?
Well, we've, like I mentioned before, we've produced a little under 2,000 video commercials, and let me see if I can bring up the exact number. So 1907. So that's how many videos we've produced to date in the past 4 or 5 years. And I would say by the time we reached about 1,000 commercials that we've made or videos that we've done, I think that kind of made us experts. And then ever since then, we've just been growing our portfolio, growing our client base. And because once you've produced 1,000 videos for clients, you've learned a lot and you've streamlined a lot of things, and you've pretty much, I wouldn't say mastered, because there's a very high ceiling for mastering something, especially in the video production. But we've pretty much become experts in the space by doing so many and working with so many clients.
Where can we find your company, and how can we connect with you?
So the best way to connect with us is through our website. So you can either type into Google Envy Creative or Think Envy, but our actual website is thinkenvy.com. That's thinkenvy.com. So think like with your brain, and then envy like you're jealous.com. And then right on our front page, there's you can either click on watch our videos and you can kind of see some a lot of videos that we've done for clients, or you can click on work with us or hire us. And then basically you just fill out a little form that tells us a little bit more about you and your company and kind of what you're, you know, what you're looking to get out of content or your videos, and what makes you different from your competitors, and just a few different questions so we can get a better idea. And then that shoots us an email, and then we normally confer with clients via email for the most part, because we have a global client base. I would say maybe 70% of our clients are in the US, but then 30% of our clients are worldwide. So we work with clients all over the world, and then yeah, we just email back and forth, or we hop on a call and go from there.
Thank you for sharing. So, Clan, there will be more from Mike in a moment. If you are listening on one of the many podcasting platforms rather than my website and you are encouraged by Mike's journey, go to onlinesuccessjourney.com for a bonus portion of the interview. The Online Success Journey is a wonderful membership community built for people searching for the path to success. We are one big clan and you can be part of this community for free. Once you have joined the clan, click on part two of Mike's journey or over 200 plus other journeys that are available, and learn how you can find your own path for your own online success journey. That's a wrap, clan. Remember, success is a journey. Patience and Mike.
This is not the end of the journey. We hope you've enjoyed listening to part one and want to be sure you know there is a second part to this and every journey podcast at onlinesuccessjourney.com. Filled with even more success tips, uplifting stories, and even a bit of fun, there are dozens of episodes only available to the members of the Online Success Journey Clan. Check out the website and click on Join the Clan for more information. Patience would like to thank you for listening to this podcast, and she has a free audio gift for you at her website. Go to onlinesuccessjourney.com for instant access to this gift. Of course, you know that listening to the journeys of others helps each of us chart our own path. So make sure you're subscribed to be notified as each new interview is posted. There are so many ways to stay connected to the Online Success Journey and to listen in. And if you're enjoying the podcast, we appreciate your help in telling others. One of the best ways to share the benefit you get is to rate and review it at Stitcher and other sites by clicking the stars or completing the ratings form, by clicking thumbs up and leaving a comment on YouTube, or liking and sharing the podcast on social media. To review the podcast within iTunes, simply open iTunes to the podcast, click on ratings and reviews, then write a review. On behalf of Patience, and until next time, thanks once more for listening. It is our hope that this podcast will guide you on your own online success journey.